This chapter can only be understood in the context of verses 1 through 3, which reveals his emotional disconnection from, number one, the reality of hell, Mark 9:44, Luke 16:24, and number two, the irrelevance of human genetics, Galatians 3:28. This chapter has been used by Calvinists to support the arguments, number one, that the Lord determines who will be saved and who will not be saved, number two, that the Lord is a respecter of persons, and number three, that what will be. Such reading ignores the emotionalism that motivates his inconsistent conclusions with the truth that he expresses elsewhere. As a side note, Calvinism is actually blasphemy cloaked in piety. But in Paul's defense, it is difficult to think about those family members and friends who reject Christ Jesus and choose the lake of fire. How can they reject Holy Spirit grace? How can they choose death over life? The second greatest gift that the Lord gave man is free will. He wants us to choose Him. It is in our choice of Him that we identify with Him. Lucifer was with the Lord, but did not choose the Lord, and so the Lord created the lake of fire to destroy him. Humans are born into the world apart from the Lord and must choose Him. That is what ensures our eternal stability in His presence. We choose Him. So, Paul, struggling with his identity as a Jew, cannot grasp the fact that the chosen people are those who choose the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 3, 7-8. Because he cannot grasp the foolishness of how anyone can reject grace, he assumes that the Lord must be making the call and holding back grace from some while extending it to others, despite the truth expressed in John 3:16, Titus 2:11, and 2 Peter 3:9. In the next chapter, we hear Paul step out of his emotionalism and back into the pure gospel truth, Romans 10, 9 and 10.